A lot of people take the fact that when you go to your computer, you've got internet service. You know, it's just there. You know, do you even think about it? Kind of like turning on the tap and here comes water. Yeah. You plug something in and boom, there's electricity.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. And when it doesn't happen, yeah!
That's right.
Such as what happened earlier this week with the internet not being available.
Mm-hmm.
And in a big way, too. Some major companies, as you had reported to us. In fact, we were live on the air, Pat Johnston.
Yes, that's right.
When we were starting to get word that a bunch of major news sites and things were unavailable.
Yeah, was that on Monday?
Tuesday. And, I got to say, I think, okay, what do I care? Again, there are people that get paid big money to make sure the internet works, and if it's not working, people are paid big money to get it back online.
Correct.
But I was fascinated by this. I didn't have any clue about this. But apparently the reason why there was a big problem this past Tuesday was because of a company called Fastly.
Mm-hmm.
Fastly. I had no clue. It says here, a little-known firm that speeds up access to websites, which was knocked offline, is the one that disrupted businesses and other sites for millions around the world. Fastly is a San Francisco-based company. It's an edge server. All right, what the heck is an edge server? That's the same thing I'm going on. talk about being educated. Apparently, edge server is computing technology that's used by many of the world's most popular websites, including the New York Times, The Guardian, Ticketmaster, Pinterest, Etsy, the British government.
Oh.
So they talk about big. What happens is the company provides what's called a content delivery network. It's an arrangement that allows customer websites to store data such as images and videos on various services across 26 countries so that its data is closer to its users. So it's not just housed in one, like here in the United States, mm-hmm. and a user around the world wants it. This stuff is around the world, so when users want it, bam, there it's there.
It is. Yeah.
BuzzFeed, for example, a well-known site, uses Fastly to cut the time that its users took to reach its sites by half. You know, these sites that want people to be able to get.
Yeah.
And Fastly had $290 million in revenues last year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Again, it's described as, again, a small company in San Francisco. And many of Fastly's customers are news sites that use its technology for as BuzzFeed does, and so that's why there was a problem.
Because they want to get it out fast, yes.
Customers rely on Fastly to protect their website data from denial of service attacks and disruption from spikes in traffic. So not just denial of service or problems if there's... How many times have we heard that? A site goes down.
Yeah.
Fastly can help with that, too. Okay. So when Fastly had a problem, everyone on the internet using Fastly had a problem. So other people are saying, okay, what about other services? Fastly is named in this article because it was the site that had the problem, but apparently there are other companies that do the same thing.
Yeah.
So some are saying, why can't you just, get a backup? And then there's experts in here who are quoted as saying, you just can't switch quickly to another service because of all the engineering that would be necessary to do a switchover.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
why a lot of these companies pay big money to make sure that their service is protected.
Yep.
Heavily spending and devoting major time to engineering resources to reduce the possibilities of outages, and if it happens, to get back online as quickly as possible, which they say Fastly did. I guess it was within hours.
An hour, right?
They just have to restart their server? Is that all they had?
They had to do a patch of some sort.
Yeah, it doesn't say in this one, but was it as simple as that?
Shut down and restart.
What do we do? we call up tech and they said, did you restart it?
True.
And what's crazy about this is it says here another expert, guy's name is Josh Cheeseman, who's an analyst with a tech market researcher. He says if this becomes a major issue or a major outage for some companies, say like a day long or two, it could put a company out of business because of what it relies on to do its business over the internet.
Okay, well, I'd believe it.
Man,
yeah,
I mean, Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we have power disruptions here. Of course, most of the time power is back on in a reasonable amount of time. But if you have a day or two.
Yeah, we've had those days when we haven't had the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes. Yeah.
And it's like we're living in pioneer days.
Knock on wood for a long time.
What could cause such a serious outage to ask? Cyber attacks,
yep.
Of course, or...
Somebody pulling the plug?
Yeah, oops. Didn't mean to kick that over. They talk about a company here that's based in France that had a fire at its site, and that knocked it offline for millions of websites. And as much as businesses and consumers, or as much as businesses should be thinking about it, consumers or people just in their homes should be thinking about this, because after all, and this goes back to what I talked about to start, as this one expert says, people have grown accustomed to the internet. It's always there. It's always on.
It's a utility, right. Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we're carrying a pocket computer that we wrongly assume is going to be available 24/7, 365. And when it's not there, people don't know what to do.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Very true. I mean, especially nowadays, like, well, so many people have their lives are on these devices. They are.
Right.
Bank accounts and credit cards.
And that's the point
everything.
They're saying. And the point is they're saying here is, what are you doing to make sure that if it goes down, have you backed, how often you've heard this,
have you backed
everything up? And not just in the cloud, because if a company that's on the cloud has got a problem, the portable hard drives and things like that, or, flash drives, people still save stuff on that?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't because... They don't take the time. No big deal. I've got the backup on the cloud or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a backup hard drive. You know, we used to have that here, multiple hard drives and things like that. But so anyway, Fastly, Fastly, is the reason why we had the problems earlier this week. Like I said, I don't know anything about it. I care, but I just, hey, you know, people get paid big bucks to handle those things. I don't have to worry about it.
Right. Yeah. Precisely.
You know.
So I still think they just restarted. That's all I think they did.
Probably did, yeah. And it doesn't say here. Maybe that was the issue. A reboot.
Yeah,
a reboot. Set it to the defaults.
Exactly right.